Remember yesterday we talked about how reactor fuel rods have to be kept under cooling water, but they can't be because the tsunami knocked out the electricity that pumped water, so the rods are being exposed to air, rusting, depleting the water of oxygen, producing hydrogen. And as feared, that process has produced a third hydrogen explosion at one of the reactors in Fukushima last night. There are also concerns that as the rods are exposed, they'll disintegrate, and the uranium pellets they hold will fall out and melt. Yesterday, officials said this may already be happening. But today, a new development. As you've probably heard, but it's worth a review, fuel that's no longer being used is put in storage ponds for years to cool down. But workers have been unable to keep water in those ponds cool as well. And today, a fire broke out in one of them. It's out now, but officials say the water is still boiling, and they're asking 140,000 people in a new danger zone to stay inside because of radiation. What does all of this mean? Let's bring in Frank von Hippel. He's a physicist and professor at Princeton. And professor, what exactly are these cooling ponds, and what's in them?
Well, every year, about a one-third to one-fifth of the fuel in the reactor core is taken out. It's put out as much energy as it can, so it's called spent fuel. And it's put into a pool adjacent to the reactor. For some years, at U.S. reactors, typically, there's about 20 years of this discharged fuel in the pool until the pool gets full. Then they take it out and put it into air-cooled storage. It's cooled down far enough at that point.
And there's a big question in the U.S. as to what to do with it then, but we understand that in Japan, they repurpose their rods. So what happens in Japan to this fuel?
After a few years, and I don't know exactly how many years they keep it in the spent fuel pool, they do send it off-site for reprocessing. They were sending it to France and the United Kingdom some years ago. Now they've built a reprocessing plant, which basically dissolves it and separates out the plutonium. That reprocessing plant is not working, so the fuel has been accumulating at both the reprocessing plant and at the reactors.
Well, and again, just we're having difficulty with the phrase spent fuel, because you say that this is fuel that can no longer generate, do its job, but is it still dangerous?
It is dangerous. The uranium-235 that fissions in the fuel has pretty much been depleted. But the results of the fissions are a lot of radioactive atoms, and they're decaying and releasing energy as they decay, so that it continues to generate heat even after the fission process has stopped, and that declines only gradually, you know, over the years.
Which is
that's why they need to be cooled.
Right, and for years in these ponds. Well, so first of all, what are your concerns that there was a fire in one of these ponds? It is out now.
The concern is that if those pools haven't been filled up, which I gather they haven't been, with water, the water boils down. When the fuel gets exposed, it's the same kind of situation we've been watching in the reactors, but on a slower time scale. The fuel heats up, and as in the reactor, the cans around the fuel, the cladding it's called, oxidizes, and basically by taking the oxygen away from the H2O in the water, mm-hmm. leaving hydrogen, mm-hmm. which then accumulates it to a point where it can explode, and that's what's happened in the case of the reactors, and now it seems to be happening in the case of the spent fuel pools.
Well, now we should say that officials in the area have said that they think that the water in the storage pond might still be boiling. It's very hard for workers to get close to these things. But they also say that levels of radiation have dropped dramatically from the time when there was the explosion and the fire. And that brings us to the question, you know, if the explosion and fire released radioactivity into the atmosphere, where else is radioactivity coming from?
Well, it's at this point coming from the three reactors, which have had the fuel's been damaged, released radioactivity into the reactors, and then they've been releasing the gases from the reactor buildings as the pressures have built up. In the case of one of the reactors, I think it was number two, there was an explosion, so that those gases are coming out unfiltered. But it also may now be coming from, if there was really a spent fuel fire in the pool, it also may be coming from the spent fuel. I think the radiation levels around the plant will depend very much on the direction of the wind is blowing.
Yeah.
One additional concern is, of course, as the radiation levels rise within the plant, is whether the workers can continue to stay there.
Frank von Hippel, a physicist and professor at Princeton University. We're talking, of course, about Japan's nuclear power crisis. Before the break, we were hearing about the dangerous levels of radiation, especially for the workers. There are only about 50 still there, basically heroes. The New York Times reports, Professor, that the radiation around the plant was at a level where exposure for just 7 minutes would reach the maximum annual dose.
And a lethal dose in about 10 hours.
Right. Let's go down that road. What if the workers can't stay there anymore? What happens to a power plant in which water is boiling in the storage ponds instead of cooling the spent fuel, and rods in the reactors are increasingly exposed to the air? They're not covered with cooling water, and they are disintegrating, and the uranium pellets inside them perhaps melting. What happens if workers can't stay and address it?
That's exactly the question. You have to start thinking about helicopters and things like that to try to dump water into the spent fuel pools. I don't know what you could do at that point about the reactors themselves. Maybe try to keep pumping water at least into the pools at the bottom of the reactors, where a lot of the radioactivity that was released by the fuel in the reactors has ended up.
It settles there. Well, you know, we spoke yesterday to a scientist who said that, you know, the good news is that, unlike Chernobyl, for instance, where it was felt that the containment wasn't very good, and also which was an active plant at the time of the explosion, in Japan, these reactors have been shut down for several days, and there's a, you know, very strong steel and cement reinforced containment. There was the thinking that you could still have these pellets melting and these fires, but they would be largely contained. And the worst case scenario, of course, is if these pellets burn through the container.
There is a worst case scenario there, I think, where you actually have an explosion if the core melts and falls into water. It's pretty unlikely. I think a large fraction of the radioactivity that's been released by the core is still in the reactors, in the pools of water down below. And I think it's important that that water not be allowed to evaporate and re-release that radioactivity. So I think the person you spoke to is correct. At the Chernobyl accident, there was a explosion which basically released everything into the atmosphere. Here, a lot of the radioactivity that could have escaped is still in the buildings, and it's essential that it be kept there. And now I think the primary, really major focus should be on the spent fuel pools. Fortunately, they're at the top of the reactors' buildings where the roofs have been blown off. They could, for example, with a helicopter, reach them with a hose.
Just again to remind ourselves, the rods contain the fuel. It produces the fission you were talking about, turns the cooling water when everything's working properly into steam. The steam turns turbines that generate electricity. But now the steam is from water that's being dumped on the rods to try to cool them, and they've been venting some of this steam to release pressure. Is that still an option?
I think it's happening in the case of units number 1 and 3. Mm-hmm. My understanding in the case of unit number 2, that explosion ruptured the containment so that, in fact, the steam, which was before being bubbled through this pool of water in the basement, is actually bypassing that, and so that it's carrying more of the radioactivity that's airborne out into the environment.
Now, when you say ruptured the containment...
Well, yes, there is in the basement of this reactor, there's a pool which is really like a donut, a metal hollow donut halfway filled with water. My understanding is that that metal donut has been ruptured.
But again, that's not to the outside of the entire facility, correct?
Well, it is.
It is.
I mean, at that point, it's to the building around the containment, and that's basically, as a result of the hydrogen explosion, basically open to the air.
Well, none of this sounds good.
No, it isn't.
We understand Japan is now ahead of Three Mile Island as far as its seriousness.
Very much. I mean, at Three Mile Island, there was essentially no radioactivity released from the accident.
Is there any way to just shut the whole thing down, put a cap on it, bury it for good?
Well, I think the most important thing is to try to cover that fuel with water, trying to keep fuel in the spent fuel pools. I think it'll be difficult to seal everything up in the near term.
And what about radiation sickness? People within the area are told to stay indoors, keep their windows closed.
Yeah.
Can that really stop radiation?
If you close your doors and windows, it does reduce the amount of radioactivity that comes in. Some of it settles out in cracks and so on. It's not a big effect. I think radiation illness is not a concern for the population. There's been an evacuation out to 12 miles from this reactor. By that distance, dilution would have reduced the doses to a level where you wouldn't have to, you know, the purpose of the evacuation was to get people out of the close-in zone where they could get such high doses that they could get radiation illness. The concern for that population is lower doses that you could slightly elevate their cancer risk. The concern for radiation illness is for the people who are working at the plant themselves.
Again, very heroic people. That's Frank von Hippel, a physicist and professor at Princeton University, on today's disturbing news about exposed spent fuel at a storage pond at that Fukushima plant in Japan. Professor, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.